Welcome to the magical world of fitness witchcraft. I'm your host, Emily Flood, and I created Fitness Witchcraft specifically to help witches and spiritual women to become mentally and physically healthy after trauma. On this podcast, you can expect to hear things from fitness and nutrition to deity work, channeling, quantum healing, spells, collapsing the timelines, and more. Because you get to become the person who combines their magic with every single aspect of your life. Have you ever done a past life regression before? Because we're going to be talking all about how you can use past life regressions to benefit your health in a tangible way. So welcome back to another episode of Witchy Wellness with Em. And the truth is most people use past life regression in a way that hurts themselves a little bit in a wrong way. And that's why, you know, it just kind of seems like one of those like cutesy cool things out there and everything. But the truth is like a lot of times, people go into past life regressions with things like, why am I afraid to speak? Why am I afraid to use my voice? Why am I the way that I am? Like, and you ask these questions, right? And so then naturally the memories that you get show awful things from your past lives of like, oh, well, the reason why you're afraid to speak is because you were burned at the stake for being a witch. You were imprisoned because you spoke your truth. You were in an insane asylum because you were talking about astrology one day. And so when you ask a question of like this, of course, naturally you will find the past lives that are shit, that are horrible. And that doesn't actually help you because I see people using these particular past lives, the traumatic past lives, as reasons why like they cannot do the things that they want to do. They cannot reach their goals. They cannot speak up because they have this massive witch wound and they use it to justify things. This is wrong. This is, again, using comparison in a way that hurts yourself, okay? Because instead, when you can ask higher and better questions when you're going on your past life regressions, then you'll get better answers, okay? So if you want to use past life regression in a way that's actually beneficial for your mental and physical health, you want to ask better questions. Now, of course, is it fun to find those past life regressions where shit got fucked up, right? And we were burned at the stake? Sure, but it gets kind of a little traumatic, you know, seeing those things, right? And so in the Warrior Goddess program, in a few weeks, we're actually going to be doing a past life regression together, specifically in a way that will deeply impact your health, okay? And everything, as we've been discussing in a couple of the latest episodes, everything starts with safety, because without safety, you cannot grow. As I say over and over, almost in every single episode that you hear me say, anytime you are not feeling safe, anytime you feel anxious or overwhelmed or stressed or angry or any of these emotions, it triggers your survival brain. Okay. Your survival brain turns on, which activates those fitness goddess archetypes, right? If you haven't taken the fitness goddess archetype quiz, that's in the show notes below. And this activates your trauma responses of fight, flight, freezing, and fawning, right? Sending your brain into survival mode. And survival mode, the easiest way to keep you alive is just have you do the exact same thing that you did yesterday, okay? Which is repeating those patterns in your lives. And so if you really want to change, if you want to grow, if you want to change your mental health, if you want to change your physical health, releasing chronic pain, graduating from therapy, losing weight, all of these things, it must start with safety so that you can choose a different path so that you can actually change. And I used to be this person, especially right after getting out of that narcissistic abusive relationship with PTSD brain and everything, where I would say, I don't know how to feel safe. Because for most of my life, you know, I'd had diagnosed anxiety. I was anxious every fucking day. I was told that I was going to be anxious all the time, right? That was going to be my reality. And like, you know, you get on TikTok, you get on social media and everyone's saying the same things. There's these posts going around right now it's the type of post that's like, social media is fake. So here's some things that I'm struggling with. And I'm reading these posts and I'm like, Jesus, these people are like mindset coaches and they're saying they're still struggling with anxiety every day. The fuck are they doing, right? Because I don't have anxiety every day. Sometimes it'll pop up on occasion, but I have the tools to shift out of it in the moment. So it's not something that happens every single day. And so when it's like posts like this of like social media is fake, like here are some things that I'm struggling with, it keeps people in this box of believing that they're always going to be anxious, that they're always going to feel unsafe, that they're always going to be the same way that they are. Because 99% of the world, does not know how to change. 99% of the world does not know how to create safety for themselves. Okay. And so that's why when you are on social media, it seems like you're going to be unsafe, anxious, depressed for the rest of your life, that you're going to repeat these same patterns. Okay. Because you are in the box of people who do not know how to change, even if they call themselves mindset coaches. Okay. And this was the phase that I was in after abuse, okay, of not knowing how to feel safe. And with CPTSD and everything that I've seen so far with the clients that I've worked with, I see this as a phase of growth, okay, where especially in the Warrior Goddess program, when you start to learn the tools to create that sense of safety in your body, when you start to learn the tools to release anxiety and pent-up trauma, safety feels so fucking foreign, okay? I watch people falling into this phase of, oh my God, Emily, I've never felt safe in my life. I don't know how to feel safe. I'm so broken. I can't believe I don't know how to feel safe. I don't feel safe anywhere in my life right now. And one, there's nothing wrong with this. I see people go into this phase all the time. I went through this, right? But this just turns on survival brain more and more because you make this a problem. Just like with the past life regression, you make the witch wound a problem, okay? When it's not a problem, it's a solution for your brain. Your brain not being in survival mode is a solution to the shit going on in your life. So it's not bad if you don't feel safe. It's not bad. That's 99% of the world, right? This is normal for most people in the world to not feel safe. Okay. And so it's not actually bad. And when you can escape this phase of being bad or wrong for not feeling safe in your life, you can create neutrality around that. Then you can kind of start to create that feeling of safety for yourself and changing, because when I see clients getting into this phase of, oh my gosh, I've never felt safe in my life. I don't know how to feel safe. I'm chronically unsafe. It just turns on survival brain more and roots you more deeply into the pattern of, again, not feeling safe, because then you wildly trigger yourself, because then you make it a problem that you don't even know how to feel safe and so on, right? So I see this as a phase that clients and everyone in my life kind of tends to go through, right? But number one, it's really important to acknowledge that safety in itself is an illusion. Okay. The asteroid could hit at any moment. Okay. Like I could just be recording this podcast and then boom, it'd be gone. Right. Safety is something that's not guaranteed. Safety is an illusion. Okay. So that being said, knowing that there is no like one perfect definition of safety, it's number two, coming to acknowledge all of the ways that you already are safe. And the fact, the big T capital truth that you keep yourself safe. You get to generate this own feeling of safety within yourself so that regardless of external circumstances, regardless of what's going on around you, you keep yourself safe. Now, I've talked about that a lot in recent past episodes, so we won't go into it too much, but this is how past life regression can be used in a way to benefit you. Because sometimes I work with clients who, yeah, they've got a fuck ton of trauma, right? And they don't have any memories, maybe they're blocked, right? Where they feel safe in this current lifetime. And so how you can use past life regression is, you can go to a past life memory where you have felt safe before, okay? And this is something that I used after narcissistic abuse that was hugely, hugely beneficial for me. So that's why we'll be doing it in the Warrior Goddess program. But I want to share two little stories with you guys, is that the first shamanic journey that I ever went on, it was a float tank. And the last part of the float tank, I went back to this past life memory. I think I've mentioned it here on the podcast before, where I was this Celtic queen and she was leading armies. She was leading a war, you know, she was the queen. Right. And I think like her baby daddy was like the, he wasn't a king because, you know, he was slightly lower than her and everything. And she was leading an army. Right. And then I saw in this memory that her baby daddy stabbed her in the back and was trying to take the throne from her. Right. And I was just kind of like horrified watching this. And of course, like you can kind of see how like this was like the narcissistic abuse kind of playing out in this past life memory, where like someone that she loved and trusted turned out to like be seriously hurting her. And so I asked her how she could continue to rule and be safe, because as I was watching her in this memory, it was a little Game of Thrones, like where some of her advisors were just like waiting for her to make a wrong move and then try to like steal her power from her and everything. And I asked her, I was like, how the fuck can you lead without losing your mind when you know that all of these people around you are just waiting for you to fuck up? Like, why don't you just kill this guy over here who's your advisor, right? Why don't you like, you know, make yourself safe and everything? And she told me, she was like, well, one, Emily, if I go and I kill all my advisors, that's going to be like a reign of terror. I cannot be that level of paranoid as a leader. And she was saying that, you know, she said to me, she's like, I keep myself safe, Emily. I am a ruler, and rulers, people follow rulers who have that sense of solidity. That is what makes a leader. She said that, so even though she's got advisors and everything around her, when she holds her sense of safety within herself, when she is a strong leader, when she leads people like that, they can't fucking touch her, right? She was like, I know that my advisor over there is like a, is just waiting for me to fuck up, right? But she holds that sense of safety within herself, which then means that her advisors can't manipulate her into doing something that she didn't want. Cause I was really scared of being manipulated at the time, right? And so that memory in particular was huge for me because I was so terrified of being manipulated. And of course, I was also terrified of being manipulated in my business. I've had this happen with assistant coaches before. I had an assistant coach who, like, every single week it was something new of why she couldn't do her job. And she would start to get really creative. And there was one week where she was like, oh my gosh, Emily, I think my boyfriend is a narcissist. And of course that freaked me out. And I was like, okay, like, fine. You don't, you know, do what you need, like call your parents, move out, you know, whatever. And every week it was something, and it was something that played at my heartstrings, right? And so eventually when I fired her, I mean, of course, the first thing that she would post on her social media was like bashing me. And it was really scary for me because she worked with so many clients closely that a lot of clients like got upset because what they had seen of her was this like super nice coach because she did take care of the clients really well. But that was terrifying for me. And I knew that if I was going to grow my business to the degree to where I'd seen in my visions and everything, that I needed to be a leader, which meant that I was also risking having people stab me in the back and all of these things, right? And so this has constantly been a memory that I have reminded myself of that memory of this past life version of me who was a queen, who was so steady and strong and confident in her leadership abilities that no matter what was happening with contractors, with clients, like, or anybody like stabbing her in the back or like being rude or being awful, she would hold that sense of safety within herself and continue to build her empire regardless of what was happening externally to her. Okay. And that was something that I kept going back to over and over again. And then the second past life memory, again, I think I've talked about it on here before, is I was going into my Akashic records and I asked in my Akashic records how I could, I don't know if I asked in particular, but I think I asked like how I could start to feel safe around men. And I went to this past life memory where I was like a priestess of the boar again, and I was like traveling around, ancient Ireland, you know, and doing healings on people and like helping people. And I was paired with like a guardian who would kind of make sure that, okay, like people weren't taking advantage of me, that like, that people were paying and that like keeping me safe. So no one would like freaking kidnap me or something. And in that past life memory, the man who was my guardian turned and looked at me like present day Emily and was like, oh, hi, like I've been looking for you for a while. And I literally started crying, right? Because in this past life memory, he was like, hey, like, if you want, like, I can come back with you now and I can help keep you safe, right? And I cried because I did not feel safe around men at all. I had these gym friends, right? But as we know how that story went, that was fucking awful, okay? And so, you know, through this conversation with this guardian from this past life, he was kind of telling me, he was like, I will keep you safe. I will let you know when someone around you isn't good for you. And lo and behold, guys, a week later, I was in the gym and I started to hear this ringing in my left ear. And I had this moment of, oh, fuck, because I so deeply wanted these people at the gym to be good, because I had my identity tied to it, because I was making it mean something about myself if I had repeated that pattern of narcissistic abuse with friendships. Okay. And so I didn't want to believe what my past life guardian was kind of telling me. But it helped me to start to shift more into self-sovereignty from these gym friendships, so that then I was able to leave the gym when shit hit the fan. And it turned out my powerlifting coach was there was mean girl shit going on in the background with him gossiping about me to my teammates because of fitness witchcraft and like all of these things. Okay. And so as I've been telling these stories here, the really key piece to continuing this learning and really this brain reprogramming to reprogram your mind, to be that leader, to be that sense of safety for yourself, is continuing to do subconscious reprogramming rituals, okay, and methodologies. And this is precisely why the Warrior Goddess Transformation Program is a year. And this is also why clients graduate from therapy fast as fuck in here, because they learn the tools to create safety for themselves. Okay. And the second part to this is really consciously focusing on your future self and choosing her, acting like her. Okay. And so again, with this Celtic queen memory, when my powerlifting coach metaphorically stabbed me in the back, I could have let that destroy me. Okay. Because when I got out of that narcissistic abusive relationship, it was a year prior to this incident, I had the story in my head that I picked bad people. And that I found all of these reasons, just like I was saying, sometimes people use past life regression to justify why they can't do things. I'd found all of these reasons why I was always going to be manipulated. Oh, like, okay, I have ADHD. Oh my gosh. And I have female autism. Like, oh, this is going to be like my entire life where I'm going to be repeating these cycles and people are going to abuse me and manipulate me. And like the abandonment wound, you guys, was huge for me. Okay. And so I had it in the story that people were always going to abandon me, that one wrong thing, and then like people would leave me. Right. And I could have let that pattern repeat. I could have let myself fall back into that pit of PTSD trauma that told me, everyone always abandons you, Emily. You can never trust anyone. People are always going to betray you and stab you in the back. That could have been the story that I fell back into because I'd been in that story before. Okay. But I didn't. I chose to act like a queen. I chose to act like my future self. I left the gym. I neutralized the emotions and the trauma around it. Okay. And I came back into my own self-sovereignty and I asked myself, what would my future self do in this situation? She would fuck off. You know, she would tell him to fuck off, right? And then she would focus on her own goals because her best revenge is growing her empire and reaching her goals. Because let me tell you the truth, you guys, even though those people had 30K plus followers on Instagram, a million subscribers on TikTok and whatnot, and YouTube between it all, they weren't making shit for money, like not at all, because they themselves, you know, it's really funny. People who are like massive social media influencers oftentimes are the biggest fucking people pleasers on the planet. Like they have the inflated ego, yes, where they feel like they're better than everyone because of their social media, but then they're terrified of upsetting their audience. They're terrified of being different. And so these guys weren't making any money because they were just posting their lifting videos and everything. And so I knew that my future self, her best revenge, was growing her empire, okay? Not getting tied up in the drama stories that would keep me in loops of getting triggered and triggering that abandonment wound over and over instead of growing from it. I held that sense of safety within myself, right? And that's why we'll be doing a past life regression together in the Warrior Goddess Transformation Program, right? Because I want my clients to really have a nice, good foundation of safety, even if it's from a past life regression memory, because towards the end of the month, later in April, is we are going to be doing our biannual money mindset week-long mini program and everything, because I've talked about it in past episodes here. I'm sure I'll do another one coming up, but how you think and feel about money directly correlates to your relationship with food. People who binge eat tend to binge spend and everything. And y'all, money is one of the most triggering things on the planet for people, right? And that is precisely why we need to talk about it in the Warrior Goddess program. Because usually when some money trigger comes up, it sends people into this spiral of not feeling safe. Because the truth is, you guys, money doesn't make you safe, right? If you have lots of money, that doesn't make you safe. If you don't have any money, that doesn't make you unsafe either. Okay. But we have these perceptions of it as a reality. And so when you can detach your sense of safety from money, again, this externalization, and again, come back into that self-sovereignty of attaching to your own sense of safety, well, then not only will you be able to release any binge eating that's tied to any money scares in your life or any triggering conversations around that, but then you will be able to change your reality, not just around food, but changing your reality around money, right? Because when you can release binge eating, you can also release binge spending. And then suddenly you're triggering yourself a whole lot less because of the decisions that you make out of these trauma response patterns. And so I'm really wanting to set up clients for this really strong foundation of safety before we go into talking about this, since we are typically talking about health and fitness. But since the way that you do one thing is the way that we do all things, like, yes, in the program, we do touch on money mindset. We do touch on your relationship health. We do touch on like how your business, how your career is impacting your health. We talk about all of these things. Okay. And so that'll be in a couple of weeks. So get excited, clients, those of you who are listening and everything. And so, you know, the truth is if you're listening to this podcast, you know, if the Warrior Goddess program is for you, right? It's a year. You've heard the stories, you've heard client interviews, clients graduate from therapy, they release chronic pain, they release fees from chiropractors and everything. And so, you know, in your body, if this program is meant for you, right? And since we do have this foundation of self-sovereignty in the program, you can lead yourself into the program. Okay. And I do offer a bonus for anyone who doesn't need a sales call with me, where you will get that hour back sometime throughout the program where you can have an hour long one-on-one coaching session where we can really do a deep dive into maybe creating the sense of safety for yourself. You want to have a one-on-one past life regression session with me? That can be what your hour is used for. We can use it for anything in the program, from growing after PTSD, creating that sense of safety for yourself, food, nutrition, otherwise, whatever you want, right? And I will just make a note here. There is a VIP tier to the Warrior Goddess program. And this is something that is rapidly expanding. And I'm seeing this turning into a deeper program here, because the women who are in this tier right now, they are really focused on expanding their businesses like beyond six figures. They're focused on expanding their careers beyond six figures, stepping into CFO roles, really expanding their business and their empires, right? And so they have this fear of like that if they focus on their health, then they'll make less money in their career or their business, right? And so in this higher level program, a VIP program, we're really focusing on how their health rituals that they have, how their fitness witchcraft rituals can directly impact sales in their business, can directly impact their career growth, their trajectory there, everything, so that you are growing and you're becoming healthier at the same exact time without it taking that much more time in your life, because it doesn't take time. It just takes intention. Okay. And so the link to join the Warrior Goddess program is in the show notes below. And if you are kind of thinking that VIP tier might be for you, that is going to be something that requires a call or a message conversation on Facebook or Instagram, just so that I can know a little bit about who you are. So that way, I know who you are before we start to have weekly calls together. Hey, a couple of updates here is in the Facebook group for the next at least 10 weeks, there are going to be weekly trainings in the Facebook group, little short, like mini trainings. And so last week's was releasing PTSD with fitness witchcraft. Okay. The replay is there. And this Friday, we're going to be talking about Warrior Goddess physique secrets. So really building that Warrior Goddess physique from the inside out. Okay. So join the Facebook group, because there's lots of trainings coming in. And plus, like, man, I know a lot of other Facebook groups out there are dead, but not this one. Okay. People are interacting in there. People are sharing their tarot card spreads and everything. And I think we just hit 900 members today. So I'm really excited to get to that 1,000 mark. And of course, please leave a review for the podcast. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you can, please. That really helps me with the podcast algorithm and all. Share this with your friends. And remember, if you send me a screenshot of your Apple Podcast review, then I will give you a $200 off credit to use of any program of greater value. So a little reciprocal energy there. You help me find more people, and I will thank you in kind. But otherwise, the reviews just make my day, right? So leave a review, please. I would really appreciate it. And then, you know, everyone get out there, do all the strong girl shit, lift some heavy weights, and remember just how powerful and innately magical you all already are.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Witchy Wellness with Em. I'm on a mission to change the game with health and fitness coaching through adding in all of this mindset work you hear on the podcast. So if you love the show, please help me out by leaving a review. Remember, mindset alone won't get you to your goals, but when you combine it with action and strategy, you're limitless.